Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Last year, the Minister for Social Protection, Heather Humphreys, committed to providing free hot school meals for all primary school children by 2030. And since then, 1,400 primary schools have benefited from the pilot project being rolled out in every county. A letter to the Irish Times yesterday questioned whether any teenager should be going hungry in a disadvantaged school if primary children in more affluent areas are getting a free hot meal. Well, I'm joined now by Niall Moynihan, who is principal of Colláistibrí, the secondary school in Enniscorthy in County Wexford, and who wrote that letter, and Paul Downes, who's Professor of Psychology of Education and Director of DCU Educational Disadvantage Centre. And Niall and Paul, you're both welcome to the programme. So Niall, if I can start with you, I mean, this is something that perhaps has only become clear since more primary schools have begun benefiting from the hot meals, but you believe that this rollout is flawed when it comes to the children that the government has targeted. Explain why.
Good morning, Claire. Yeah, I'm deputy principal here in Colláistibrí in Enniscorthy.
Okay, well, we gave you a promotion there, but
a promotion. Yeah, my principal demoted me fairly quickly. Don't worry. They've broadened out the DESH scheme in 2022 and expanded it to include more schools going on the census data and the deprivation index, and our school, as were 38 other schools included in that. But they didn't expand our schools into the school meal scheme initially, and after some media attention, they did eventually expand. But the students in the new DESH schools, which could be up to 25,000 students, are just entitled to a cold lunch, which is a sandwich, piece of fruit and a drink, possibly a drink of water. I suppose all other DESH schools are entitled to getting a hot lunch, and they're also entitled to get a breakfast club, which, again, the students in the new DESH schools are not entitled to. Mm-hmm. And we just feel like that these are the most disadvantaged students in the country. They're designated disadvantaged by the government, by all the indices that they use. So we would feel that it's very unfair that these students are not getting a hot lunch when, you know, students in some of the most affluent areas, the most affluent schools, are getting this hot meal provided by the state.
So that is the flaw you're saying. Can you explain to us why some DESH schools have fallen outside the free school meal programme and what the department have said about that?
Well, they're saying that the funding wasn't initially allocated to the Department of Social Protection to include these schools. And I can understand that maybe that was the case. There mightn't have been joined up thinking between the two departments. The Department of Education announced the expansion. Maybe the Department of Social Protection didn't know that. But there's been two subsequent budgets since then. So there's been plenty of opportunity to rectify it. Mm-hmm. And like, not only have they increased the funding to the school meals scheme to account for all these primary schools, but they haven't included the DESH schools, again, the most disadvantaged students.
Okay, just reading this statement from the Department of Social Protection, because we asked them specifically about this. So they say, as we know, that Minister Humphreys announced the access to the hot school meal option would be extended to all of the 282 newly designated DESH primary schools. Access to the cold lunch option was offered to the 38 newly designated DESH secondary schools, and that benefits 60,000 children. As the school referred to is one of the new DESH 2022 secondary schools, they do qualify and receive the cold lunch option. But they go on to say that they're happy to engage with the school further as the expansion of the programme continues. Is that any good to you, Niall?
Well, I mean, they may be saying that this morning, but we've been contacting them over the last couple of years and they're saying there is no funding for this. So while we welcome this new statement, it certainly wasn't what they had said most recently in emails that we received last mm-hmm. week. So I'm glad that you highlighted it, Claire, and it's great that you were able to get a response from
them.
Well,
I suppose it's dependent on, you know, where the expansion goes as to whether, you know, your school will be included in this. But what difference do you think it would make to have a hot school meal in your school?
Well, look, these schools, we're catering for a broad range of students, but certainly all of the schools that are designated disadvantaged are in areas that are the most deprived in the country. So for some of the students coming to our school and the other schools, this could be the only hot meal that they get in the day. So it's really, really important. And like, the knock-on effect for that is that would increase the opportunities for attendance, because they're coming into school knowing that they'll be provided with a warm lunch. And then, obviously, the whole purpose of the DESH scheme is to increase educational attainment. So if they're in school and they're attending, they're going to get on better in school. Mm-hmm. And like the hot meal is one part of it, but the breakfast club is a really important thing. And we're not entitled to apply for that either. So like the breakfast club provides a warm, nutritious food in the morning here for schools. And that's equally as important, that they know when they get up in the morning that they can come in to a warm school building and be provided with something nutritious, and it sets them up for learning for the day.
All right, well, let's hear what Professor Paul Downes has to say about this. So just going back to what Niall said originally in his letter, most advantaged primary school pupils serving the most affluent families in the state, the way the scheme is constructed now, are more entitled to a hot lunch than some of the most disadvantaged post-primary school pupils. It certainly seems on the face of it to be a flawed scheme, Paul.
Good morning, Claire. I think to start with, I think to be clear that the expansion of the hot meal schemes at primary level to all DESH primary schools and to further schools that where the schools see a need, that this is to be greatly welcomed. However, Niall is entirely correct that the glaring gap here is for hot meals at secondary schools. The Department of Social Protection's own evaluation, to which I was an advisor, has an explicit recommendation there, which states that there would be hot meals in DESH secondary schools. So this really needs to be addressed in the next budget. There's also the EU Social Child Guarantee, to which the government is committed, that talks about all children having access to a healthy meal in school. The programme for government gives a commitment to no children going hungry in school. So if they're serious about those commitments, they really do have to address the secondary school issue here for hot meals at secondary school level. I think there appears to be a mindset in the Department of Education and Skills that it's easier to establish large-scale new initiatives at primary level than secondary level. We see a similar thing for specialist emotional counsellors in schools, that this national pilot is only for one-to-one counselling at primary level, not secondary level. And so it's a similar thing here with the hot meals, that they're only really sort of seeing the primary level, and they really have to address the secondary school level now in the next budget.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're getting messages in from parents already, and every time we talk about the hot school meals, we get these messages about questions around whether the children actually want it, how much food waste is being generated by this, and the packaging that goes with it. Paul, are you in any doubt that the scheme is working and worthwhile?
Well, there was an evaluation done by the Department of Social Protection, which examined this in depth, and so there is it is reaching many of the students who are most in need. Now, of course, there will be some students who won't want to eat the food for various reasons, but again, there may need to be monitoring of the reasons behind that. So there is a commitment, I think, in the rollout to be doing an ongoing evaluation about reasons why some children may not, a small minority may not want to eat the meals. But I think, there is, I think, also the notion of, widening the choice of menu and hot meals, the quality of nutrition. All these are issues that need to be addressed. But I think that they're hopefully firmly on the agenda of the Department of Social Protection. And I think the feedback from schools has been overwhelmingly positive.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think a primary school child, let's take somebody in junior or senior infants there in the school until 1:30 or 2, do they need a hot school meal, do you think?
Well, as a parent of two primary school going children, and my school has recently brought in the hot meal at lunchtime there. And look, it's a novelty for the kids at the moment, and they're enjoying it, and they're coming home telling us about the food. So I think it's great. I would agree with Paul there. It is a good scheme, but there probably should be more choice. So, like, for the junior infants, if they prefer to get a roll or a wrap or a sandwich, would that be better than getting like a chicken dinner at 12 o'clock in the day? I think it probably would be.
Whereas if you've somebody in secondary school, they're doing a longer day. So again, I suppose it adds weight to the argument that actually they probably need it more.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's a difficult... sorry, Paul, did you want to come in there?
Sorry, Claire, could I cut across here? Yeah, I don't think it's an idea of robbing Peter to pay Paul here. The argument about which needs it more, I think, is a false argument. The argument here really needs to be, can we ensure that there are no children going hungry in school in Ireland today? This is part of a social contract that the government is committed to, you know, to achieving. And and of course, this is a hidden issue as well. A lot of children, will not necessarily admit to not having food at home, to being hungry in school. So it is a way of trying to ensure that we do at least reach those most in need who are. And of course, you know, the knock-on effects, the ramifications of a child being too hungry in school to do their work, you know, is, as Niall said, it impacts on attendance, it impacts on concentration, on learning, it impacts on their social engagement with their peers, with teachers. So there are a myriad of reasons for, and benefits for why stopping children being hungry in school is something that is key. Also, internationally, it is routine in so many countries to have hot meals in schools, both at primary and secondary level. So I don't think it's a matter of pitching primary against secondary or secondary against primary, but it is about a commitment to a phased universalism where we move into secondary school now to make sure we do have hot meals for secondary school students.
Is there any indication, Paul, that move is going to happen, or are all of the primary schools going to be catered for first and then perhaps secondary schools will be looked at? What indications are you getting?
Well, I think the government is committed to implementing the recommendations of its own evaluation, you know, from last year. And one of those priority recommendations was to move to hot meals in Desh secondary schools. So that is a commitment of that evaluation. And to be fair, they have implemented one of the other key recommendations was that they would expand, you know, to all primary Desh schools in 2023 to 2024. So I think they are taking seriously the recommendations of their own evaluation report. But I think there does need to be clarity from the government about, are they now going to take the next step in the next budget to put a substantial fund towards hot meals in all Desh secondary schools?
All right. Well, Professor Paul Downes and Niall Moynihan, who's Deputy Principal of Coláiste na Bbriada and Enniscorthy, thank you both for joining us. Coming up next, the Nature Restoration Law was passed by the EU Environment Ministers yesterday. So what does it mean for Ireland? We debate.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.